Back there? Did you sneak in the back door? Oh, okay. Well, good to see you. Got to see your sister and your dad earlier. I heard you select that song. I said, that's got to be Torn. Sure enough, it was. Good morning. So good to see those of you that hadn't been able to be here in a while, and the Yarbroughs especially. Glad that y'all are doing better. Sister Betty, glad you can stand upright and not fall down, and watch over Brother James. He's a handful, I know. He goes around town going everywhere and doing stuff, and that's the way he is, but that's okay. You know, it's a... It's not an easy thing to try to stand before the Lord's people and open up the Lord's scriptures and hope and pray that the Lord will give you something that would be beneficial. And I'm burdened today by several things. There's so many of us that are not able to come as much as we used to, and but there's many of us that are not coming that have got other things going on that keeps them from coming and being with us. And my hope and desire and prayer to the Lord is that He will increase us in number and put on the heart of people to want to come out and be with us and feel that they need God's guidance and God's grace. You know, if they don't feel that, unless the Lord's given them that, then it's not any good. We could have a room full of people here just for numbers, and I would rather have us than a room full of people that were just here to show people, show man, that, well, I went to church. Looky here. Here's a picture of me, boom, at church. I must be a good guy. A lot of people, a lot of this world is that way. They go to church to be seen, that somebody might see them and think that they're something that they're not. I couldn't help but think, I keep thinking about the first chapter of Peter. Well, actually the second chapter. I like them both, but the second Peter, first chapter, several verses, we're going to look at that. I guess this is one of my favorite in the scriptures, the other being the sixth chapter of John and the third chapter of John, where Nicodemus and Christ speak with each other. I guess it's okay to have favorites. I think about them often. But let's look at 2 Peter. Let's read here in the first chapter. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. You know, he's addressing the people there. The brethren there that have obtained like precious faith as he has, but they have attained it through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Without what Christ and the Lord did, they would not have that faith. So he's talking to people that have been born again, born of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit has come into their heart and given them spiritual life. Second verse, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The third verse is, according as his divine power. The power of God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his Father, and the Holy Ghost has given us the things that we have, the understanding that we have. If you understand the things of the Lord, knowing that the Lord has all power, holds it in his hand, and before the foundation of the world, he chose a people and he gave them to his son Jesus. Jesus came to earth, died on the cross for them, and is going to come back one day and grab them all and take them home to glory, and where we will be forever with him. Third verse, according as his divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. We've been called to glory and to virtue by the power, this power, the divine power that is given unto us all things. The divine power of God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Fourth verse, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We have escaped a lot of the things of the world that the lust of the world. He has given us the knowledge and the power to resist that. Fifth verse. Now, he's going to talk to us and give us some things that we need to be doing now. He's told us what God and Christ and the Spirit of God has done, called us to glory and virtue, and given to us all of this power. Fifth verse says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Now, here's something that we need to do. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Now, Peter went through the things, the fruits of the Spirit, just about named every one of them. Not quite all nine of them, but we are to, because we understand we have this faith that is given to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, we're to do these things. Temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly love, kindness, and charity. And by doing that, you give out to other people, you show other people that you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. I told you all a couple of weeks ago, I had the honor to stand and speak at a funeral of a nephew of ours. And he was not a big churchgoer, but he did go to church on occasions, and he did, as a child, was baptized, and to the best of his knowledge. But anyway, it was obvious to me that he was born of the Spirit of God, because that's the way he was, the way he acted. He showed, as said here, this fifth, he showed his faith and knowledge and the knowledge temperance. He was a kind and gentle person, had patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and after brother kindness, he had a lot of charity. He was a very giving person. It was obvious that he was one of God's people. Now, was he an active member of a church or the church? No, he wasn't. But that didn't hurt him. That didn't harm him when it comes to eternal things, because the Lord knows his people. And he will go into their heart, give them his Spirit, born them again whenever he feels it's time. He'll do that, and he'll do to every one of his children. Now, he doesn't say to them, now, you got to go out here, go down on Shandon Avenue in Midland, and you got to join that little church down there, and you got to get baptized. You got to make all this thing secure. If not, it may not be good. No, he doesn't say that. The Lord doesn't do that. But what does that do for you, becoming a participant or a member of the Lord's church? It gives you peace of mind. The Lord wants you to do it you're being obedient to His call, and it's an answer of a good conscience towards the Lord. It's honoring to the Lord. You're doing what He would have you to do. Now, if you don't ever do that, it's not going to make any difference about your eternal salvation. It's just there. It's for you to your salvation here on this earth. What? Yes, it saves you on this earth by being obedient and following the Lord in baptism, doing the things He wants you to do. There's a salvation in that. Not eternal. Eighth verse. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If all these things are in you and they abound, they come out of you, they come abounding out of you, they bounce out of you. You show these things to your fellow man. You neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things, now here Peter's saying, if you don't add to your faith these particular things, if you lack this, you're blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Says you forget it. You have forgotten that you were purged, that the Holy Ghost did what he did for him, for you. And you will forget that if you're not letting things abound. You be active. What he's saying, look, brethren, you've been given this faith through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And his power has given that to you. We have things that we can rejoice in. But now, listen to this. Add to this these things, all of these things that Peter's telling you. You need to step up and do a part by working the ways of the Lord the best you can in your heart and in your life. You can do this. And if you do, your joy will be full. It says in the 8th verse, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's our duty and responsibility, once the Lord has picked you out and given you knowledge of your eternal salvation and give you knowledge that He is the Lord and He has selected you to be one of His children, and you understand that, then you have a little work to do. And part of it is by coming and being among the Lord's people. Coming and being a part. You might say, well, I don't do a whole lot at that church. I mean, what good is it for me to be there? Your presence is a honor to the other members here. When they see you walk in or come into the building, their hearts are filled with joy and with love to see another of their brethren coming in to praise the Lord and sing and worship His name. Mitchell, when you and your family came in, I was uplifted. My heart kind of went up in my, bounced up in my chest. So glad to see you, and glad that your children are here with you. When my sister finally got here, she was a little later than most times. She kind of had me worried because we're going to go into a conference here in a few minutes and have some business that we need to do, take care of. We need to pray that the Lord will put it on people's hearts, particularly the ones that we know that have a desire to be here. And maybe the things of the world are drawing them down. Now, you can't do anything about sickness and illness and job responsibilities and things like that. But if they just wake up on a Sunday morning and say, you know, I don't believe I don't know. Nah, let's don't go. We have to. You might live 40 miles away like the Yarbroughs do, and it's hard to do. I used to drive from Big Spring, and it was kind of a burden. Now I drive a little further than 40 miles. It's 350 to get here. But thankfully, the Lord, I've never had a feeling that not going because of that burden. The Lord gives me strength. I know that my sister will be here on Saturday to help me if I need some taken care of, and we always go to dinner on Saturday night. But there are those of our people that are members here that for some reason they're drawn away by the cares of the world. We ask the Lord to put it in their hearts to come out and do their part. What is their part? Just walking in the door and being with us and participating and singing praises to his Lord. The Lord blesses that. And he's glad to see it when his people come together. We have had seasons of flourish and of many. 5-6 years ago, we would have 35 or 40 here. And that was a good feeling. But a lot of things happened. We're an old town. And about 20 of those was three different families. And they've all been transferred to other areas in the country. And we know that they can't come back and go to church with us. We miss them. That's a bad thing about being in an old town. You get called up and transferred. Brother Daniel, he's always having to argue with his boss about working on Sunday. But anyway, my prayer and hope to the Lord is that he will continue to bless us. He's blessed us abundantly. We're here. The doors are open. The electric bill is paid. We're able to sing together. But there are more people out there that I hope that the Lord will impress on their minds and their hearts to come again and be with us and be part of us and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Somebody backing up. I think that's Well, let's look at the first Peter, the first chapter. He agrees with Apostle Paul and the other apostles. I just want to read about the election of God here. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. So Peter's talking to these strangers scattered throughout these areas, but they're not strange to the Lord. They are elect according to the foreknowledge of God, as we just were talking about. Third verse, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. This inheritance that's preserved, it's not going to fade away, it's preserved and it's reserved in heaven for you. You know, when you get to a hotel, I say, I got a reservation. And you're always happy to know that you have a reservation. Well, the Lord has reserved a place in heaven for you. And all of this is who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. He's going to reveal it in the last time. He's going to give you a key to your room and your mansion. And here you go. This is yours. Go. And, rejoice with the Lord's people. I'm going to stop right there. We need to have a special conference today. One item that's part of our conference is to sing a song and give the opportunity for new members and at that time. So we're going to do that now. We're going to sing a song and open up the church for reception of new members. And, you know, it's not at this time that the only time you can become a member. You can become a member anytime you want to. Just let the brethren know. But let's sing number number 5. Is that where you're at?
Yes, sir.
And let's shake each other's hands. Come around and do a. And I'm going to stand up here if you don't mind. Y'all can reach up to me. Number 5. Lord, in thy presence.